Macbeth and Banquo, both captains in the king's army, are returning home victorious from battle when they come upon the witches.
What are these? So withered and so wild in their attire that look not like the inhabitants of the earth and yet are on it. Live you? Or are you aught that man may question? You should be women. And yet your beards forbid me to interpret that you are so.
Speak, if you can. What are you?
All hail, Macbeth, Thane of Glamis.
All hail, Macbeth, Thane of Cawdor.
All hail, Macbeth, thou shalt be king hereafter.
Macbeth is taken aback by the witch's proclamations, but Banquo questions them further.
In the name of truth, are you fantastical, or that indeed which outwardly you show? My noble partner, you greet with present grace and great prediction of noble having and of royal hope that he seems wrapped withal. Speak then to me, who neither beg nor fear your favours nor your hate.
Hail, lesser than Macbeth, and greater.
Not so happy, yet much happier.
Thou shalt get kings, though there be none.
Stay, you imperfect speakers, tell me more. I know I'm Thane of Glamis, but how of Cawdor? The Thane of Cawdor lives. And to be king. Say from whence you owe this strange intelligence, or why upon this blasted heath you stomp our way with such prophetic greeting. Speak, I charge you.